At the National Farm Machinery Show, I'm visiting with Don Pilon. And Don, there's a lot of anniversaries going on with New Holland right now. But I think the one that to me is the biggie is 120 years since the founding. So can you tell me just a little bit about the fact that, yeah, it's been 120 years?
Yeah, we're really excited. So in 1895, Abe Zimmerman did found New Holland, right in New Holland, Pennsylvania. And so it brings us to 120 years today. And luckily it coincides with a lot of other anniversaries. So we've got, you know, our 40th year of our round balers. We've got our 50th year for our speed rower. We've got our 40th year for our twin rotor combines. And here we're at National Farm Machinery Show, which is the 50th anniversary here, and our 10th anniversary of working together with you, Chuck.
That's right. I mean, it's kind of amazing. We got all these things going. I just wish I could say that Abe is you know, my ancestor, but without looking even needing to look at the family tree, I don't think that's the case. But so what are some of the ways that New Holland is kind of celebrating all these anniversaries that are going on?
Yeah, we have a whole plan to celebrate the anniversary throughout the year. So luckily, you know, 120 years divides nicely along 12 months, right? So each month we're going to be focusing on a decade of what kind of innovation or what kind of things that New Holland was focusing on during that 10-year span. So we started off in January talking about how Abe founded New Holland, based with, you know, entrepreneurial spirit, a real drive for innovation, and a real focus on meeting his customers' needs, and how that translates today, present, and how we are getting ready for the future to continue on that, you know, that decade of excellence. So here, you know, today we are we have our dealers and our customers. We have our smart stories where we're looking to, you know, really highlight customers that are smart, that are innovative, that are brand loyal to New Holland, and also the dealer partnership that makes it all possible. And for the future, this year we're rolling out a new dealer standards program called OnPoint, which we're really excited about. You know, we know that our dealer network is really crucial to our future. So we're getting our dealers ready for that next generation of customers, that next generation of products, and the next generation of just how to do business in general.
This show has still got a couple days to go, but we were commenting before we started here on the fact that, and I agree with all the time that I've spent at this show over the years, it seems like we see more New Holland walking around than I recall. That's got to be a good sign.
Yeah, I'll tell you, just over the last year, we've seen, you know, a remarkable increase in just the brand presence and a maturing brand, you know, to boot. So, you know, New Holland is not only, you know, has smart customers, but they have a really smart people working at New Holland that are working hard to really make this brand to grow. You know, we've added, especially in our construction area, we added 100 new dealers for our construction product line in this past year, which is an incredible feat. We're continuing to recruit dealers. We also have the Miller acquisition that, you know, has now rounded us out very nicely in the crop production area. So, and we have over 25 new product innovations that we launched this past year, which is just another testament to how the New Holland brand continues to grow and you know, dig our roots even deeper within agriculture and construction.
And I love that we have applause in the background, you know, which you can purchase here from New Holland, by the way. You'll have to be here to know what I'm talking about. It's a visual thing. So we will be seeing New Holland out and about as usual. In fact, just in a couple of weeks, we'll be at Commodity Classic. We've got big plans for these shows that are still to coming up here this spring?
Yeah, absolutely. We have plans to be at all the regular farm shows that and Commodity Classic show that we've been at. Commodity Classic is definitely an important one, you know, just even given our cash crop segment, making a big presence there along with the other associations that will be there. So we'll look forward to catching up to everybody there too.
Well, I will look forward later this year, hopefully, going to the World Dairy Expo and now being able to go to the New Holland building that you guys opened up and sponsored last year.
Yeah, that was an exciting, another exciting announcement for New Holland. We don't seem to be short on any announcements lately, but yes, we had the naming rights to the pavilions at the Alliant Energy Center, which, you know, of course, the dairy and livestock market segment is our mainstay. We're a leader in there. Nobody bales more hay than New Holland every day. And so we were really excited to be a part of that, those pavilions, and to be close to our customers in the dairy segment.
Well, it looks like we've got a great show going on here in Louisville, Kentucky. And thank you very much, Dawn, and thank you very much to New Holland for your support again this year. It's kind of what's helped AgWired, you know, going into our 11th year here. And we hope that there are many more to come. So from Louisville, Kentucky, I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.